Here comes the music.
What on earth was that?
Nugget and Al's Riff Raff.
Yeah.
This is a great game. We play a little riff of a song, and from that you've got to identify song title and song artist for your 2 points. And once again, do battle Nugget in the Bunker versus Alana from the Newsroom.
Hello, little Lanzi. Welcome back.
Hello. I feel welcome. And I am.
That's good.
Yes.
We try to cultivate a welcoming air, either in the studio or in the bunker. So I'm glad that's coming across. Yes. It must be the sage I'm burning here in the bunker. That must be what it is. Lanzi had a good win yesterday on the movie lines, so she's pulled that back a little bit. Yep. Ladies first, as always.
Let's see if you can identify what this is, Alana.
Oh, that is the most played song of 2022 so far, in my opinion. Easy on Me by Adele.
And can I just say, Al has started the game by going easy on you, Alana? By, yes, playing the biggest song in the world.
I don't know if it's the biggest song in the world.
Well, wasn't it literally Song of the Year at the Brit Awards? Yeah. It might not have been.
Literally one Song of the Year, yeah. I think it's been played 8.7 billion times in the last 2 weeks.
And once in this room, and we played most of them.
Yeah, we do. All right. Yours isn't as current. Let's see how you go with number one.
Oh, great. Oh, is that Robbie Williams where he tears all his gear off, ends up tearing his skin off, and he just ends up being a skeleton? Mm. Is that rock DJ Robbie Williams?
Yeah. Making me feel so nice.
And he was just about pound for pound the biggest music star in the world around that time, wasn't it? After he left,
don't knock me for it, but I've been to see Robbie Williams in concert, and he's a great entertainer. I get dragged along, all right?
Was that the night when he made the foolish mistake of walking onto the stage at Suncorp Stadium wearing a Brisbane Lions guernsey?
Correct. And he wondered why everyone was booing him at that point. What the hell are you doing?
Wrong stadium, Robbie. Wrong stadium, buddy.
Yes. And you know, the people were dancing in the stands so much that you could actually feel the stand moving. It was scary.
Mm.
What's going on here?
Oh, look, I would have been scared long before that if I was at a Robbie Williams concert, to be fair.
2 points all. Second one for you, Alana.
That's Justin Bieber. What's the song called? It's like More Than Life or something like that. I don't know what the name of the song is. I just know.
I think I can steal a point here.
What do you reckon it's called?
Is it called Rest of Me?
No, it's called Ghost.
Damn. I thought it was like, if you can't have the best of me, I'll settle for the rest of me.
That makes sense. That would have made sense.
You would know, because of course, Alana, do you know the official announcement? Albie is officially a Belieber.
I am a Belieber these days.
Do you know what? I made a little piece of artwork when I was in primary school so that I could put it, because I couldn't find something from the shops that matched what I needed for my room, and it was I'm a Belieber in glitter gel pens.
I used to pan the heck out of Justin Bieber, but I don't know. I started to like Peaches and a few other songs and thought, I don't think he's too bad, the Biebs.
So, Hot Family, if you're sitting in the car this afternoon, and maybe you were just wondering when you're sitting at the lights on the Nicklin Way or whatever, I wonder who the world's oldest and most inappropriate Justin Bieber fan is.
Yeah.
Now you know, it's Albie.
Without you, I'll be there. Okay, 3 points to two. Here's your chance to steal the lead.
Hold on. That's
my song.
It's Nugget's song.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
we think Alana knows what it is, though.
Oh, my gosh,
Alana,
yeah.
I feel like you're acting like a teenage dirtbag trying to steal my song from Weezer.
That's funny.
Oopsie. When you did it, do you know when I realised that it wasn't my turn was when you didn't chime in? Because I was like, surely he would have gotten that before.
Wow. And I've got to take a point off myself. I got the artist wrong.
It wasn't Weezer.
What did you say?
It's Weezer.
No, I said Weezer. But Alana can have that point because it was,
Thank you for your honesty.
But it's Wheatus. Yeah,
okay.
So I didn't even question you. I was like, oh, that's awkward. I've been calling him Wheatus my whole life.
As soon as I said it, my brain went, that's not right. And then I was, no, it's not Weezer and it's not Ween. It's Wheatus. So Lanzi can have that point because I got it wrong.
True, three all.
Bonus round.
Tiebreaker required. Could Alana win 2 days in a row?
Yes.
That's a huge chance.
I believe.
I actually think this might swing in your favour, this song, Alana, so there's a big chance.
Oh, great.
You should know this, though, Nug, because it's a popular song.
Good.
But I know
I'm excited.
You're not necessarily a big fan of this artist. Here we go.
Okay.
Alana.
Nugget.
Alana with a delay.
Oh, stop saying that it's with the delay. It's Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. Catherine Hudson.
Is that a real name?
Yes.
Oh, there you what? Go.
Is she really Kate Hudson?
So she's Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I'm Googling it right now.
Kate Hudson.
Stand by.
Stand by. Stand by. No.
I don't know what her real name is.
Katy Perry.
I always thought Katy Perry was her real name.
Katy Perry, according to Wikipedia, is Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why
well,
she's...
Well, there you go.
Maybe that is one of the influences for why she changed it. Because there already is a...
Yeah, maybe. Already a very... I mean, she was part of our movie lines game yesterday, Kate Hudson. Mm. So it's a Kate Hudson-a-thon.
Well, there we go. That's two consecutive wins for Alana.
Good work, Lanzi.
Which now means it's a two-point ball game. 34 Nugget, 32 Alana. And tomorrow it's... what's the story? The news stories of the week.
What's the story? News from the week. Good comeback, Lanzi. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.